Unit 7. Casey, watch out! Warm-up. Exercise C. Listen to Karen and Nathan talking about housework. Circle the activities you hear.
I think you should help me more with the housework.
Why? I do all the shopping.
Yes, but I need more help. Could you help me on the weekends?
Doing what?
What about cleaning the bathroom?
Cleaning the bathroom? How long will that take?
Only about 30 minutes.
Okay, if I must.
And one more thing. Could you do your own ironing?
You're kidding.
Conversation. What are you doing today? Exercise A. Look at the story and listen.
What are you doing today?
We're going shopping. What about you?
I'm painting Jason's living room.
Well, have fun.
Well, what do you think? Should we paint the room green?
I think we should paint it blue.
Hey, Casey, are we going to a movie later?
No. Let's stay home and finish painting.
Casey, watch out. Oops.
You know, I don't think I like this blue after all.
Grammar in context. Talking about future plans. Pronunciation. Exercise E. Listen to the stressed words.
1. Casey, watch out. 2. Stacy, be careful. 3. Jason, look behind you. 4. Andy, don't run. 5. Brad, slow down.
Exercise F. Listen again and repeat.
1. Casey, watch out. 2. Stacy, be careful. 3. Jason, look behind you. Four. Andy, don't run. Five. Brad, slow down.
Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen to Lucy's Can I Help You? Live radio show. Answer the questions.
Go ahead, caller. You are on the air.
Hello. My name is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How can I help you?
Well, I share an apartment with my younger sister, Nicole. We both work long hours. But my problem is, Nicole never helps with the housework. Every weekend, I clean, and she goes out with her boyfriend. What could do?
Stephanie, show Nicole you are not going to do her housework for her. Next weekend, don't even wash the dishes. When Nicole gets up for work on Monday morning and sees the apartment is a mess, I think she'll get the message.
Thanks, Lucy.
Exercise B. Listen again and answer the true-false questions.
Go ahead, caller. You are on the air.
Hello. My name is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How can I help you?
Well, I share an apartment with my younger sister, Nicole. We both work long hours. But my problem is, Nicole never helps with the housework. Every weekend, I clean, and she goes out with her boyfriend. What can I do?
Stephanie, show Nicole you are not going to do her housework for her. Next weekend, don't even wash the dishes. When Nicole gets up for work on Monday morning and sees the apartment is a mess, I think she'll get the message.
Thanks, Lucy.
Unit 8. I made my reservation 2 weeks ago. Warm-up. Exercise A. Listen to the conversations. Write the number of the conversation on the correct line. 1.
So, where do you like to go on vacation?
I like the beach. I go every year.
2.
How long do you usually stay?
Oh, about 1 week.
3.
Who do you go with?
My family. We have a great time together.
4.
Do you take much luggage with you?
No, I usually only take one suitcase. Anyway, how about you? Where do you like to go?
1. Can I have a window seat, please? Kevin is going to a medical convention in Las Vegas. Exercise A. Listen and practice.
Good morning, sir. Where are you traveling today?
Las Vegas.
Could I see your ticket, please? I'm sorry, I don't see your name on this flight.
But I made my reservation 2 weeks ago.
Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, my mistake. How many bags do you have?
Just these two. Could I have a window and an aisle seat?
All right, sir. Your seat numbers are 20A and 20B. Your flight begins boarding at gate 18 at 2:15. Here are your boarding passes.
Dad, why did you get 2 seats?
Happy birthday, Andy. I'm taking you to Las Vegas with me.
Vocabulary and context. Making and responding to polite requests. Listening. Exercise B. Listen to the conversations. Check affirmative or negative according to the response you hear to each question. 1.
Could I see your passport, please?
Yes, here you are.
2.
Could I have 2 tickets for flight 113, please?
I'm sorry, flight 113 is fully booked.
3.
Could I see your map, please?
Sure, here it is.
4.
Could you open your suitcase, please?
Yes, of course.
5.
Could I have a newspaper?
I'm afraid I don't have any more newspapers.
1. Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen and fill in the chart with the missing information.
Hey, look what it says here. Jonas Hanway began to use the umbrella in 1756.
You're kidding me. People used umbrellas around 250 years ago? What else does it say? Let me see.
Look, Joseph Merlin invented roller skates in 1759.
And in Europe and the Americas, people rode roller coasters in amusement parks in the mid-1800s.
Wow, that is such a long time ago. What about this? Sneakers. They were invented in 1917 by the U.S. Rubber Company. Hey, I like this one. In 1967, Mary Quant created the miniskirt.
That's a long time ago, too. But get this. Philo T. Farnsworth invented the television in 1928.
I didn't know that.
Unit 9. I'm worried about my future. Warm-up. Exercise B. Stacy and Casey are talking about making career decisions. Listen for the answers to these questions.
Hi, Stacy. What are you doing?
I'm taking a test from this magazine, Your Career Choice. It has all these questions about what I like and what I would like to do. My score will tell me what I should do about my future career.
You do know, Stacy, that there are people who do that. They're career counselors. They help you make these kinds of decisions. You should make an appointment with a counselor.
Well, I'll think about it. Let's see what my score is first.
Conversation. What should I do? Phil Chen is talking to a career counselor. Exercise A. Listen and practice.
Tell me about yourself, Phil.
Well, I'm studying graphic arts at UCLA. I'm graduating in June.
UCLA. I often counsel students from UCLA.
Yeah. My roommate came to see you a few years ago. His name's Mike Cohen.
Of course. I remember Mike. Well, it's a small world. So, what else can you tell me about yourself?
I like to work with people. And I know how to speak Chinese.
That's excellent. It's good to speak another language. So, how can I help you? Why do you think you need career counseling?
Well, I'm worried about my future. So many jobs are disappearing, and I want a job that will still be here in the future.
You're an artist. You must be creative. Would you like to work in advertising?
Well, I'd like to earn a good salary and get benefits.
Graphic designers in advertising make good money. Just take a look at some of the job opportunities for that field on the Internet.
Okay. Let me think about it. Thanks.
Good luck. Oh, and say hi to Mike.
Vocabulary in context. Expressing dissatisfaction and concern. Pronunciation. Exercise C. Listen and repeat these questions and answers.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I guess I'm bored with my job.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I guess I'm tired of this city.
Exercise D. Now practice these sentences with the same intonation.
1. I guess I'm bored with this town. 2. I guess I'm tired of this weather. 3. I guess I'm upset with my sister. 4. I guess I'm tired of this food. 5. I guess I'm bored with this place. 6. I guess I'm worried about my future.
7. Listening in context. Stacy is making an appointment to visit a career counselor. Exercise A. Listen for the following specific information. 1. What is the name of the counselor she will see? 2. What day will she go? 3. What time is her appointment?
Hello, Marina Del Rey Career Counseling. Janice speaking.
Hello, Janice. This is Stacy Walker. I'd like to make an appointment with a counselor.
Okay. When would you like to come? This week or next week?
This week would be good. Thursday or Friday?
Okay. John Green is free on Thursday from 10 to 12 and in the afternoon at 3. Everyone is busy on Friday.
That's okay. Thursday morning is fine.
Okay. What's your name again?
Stacy Walker.
Okay, Stacy. John will be expecting you on Thursday at 10 a.m. Will this be your first job, Stacy?
Oh, no. I work as a model.
but I'm tired of dieting and exercising. I want a different kind of job.
I'm sure John can help you. Thursday at 10, then. Bye.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Exercise B. Listen again. Why is Stacy making the appointment? What's the matter?
Hello, Marina Del Rey Career Counseling. Janice speaking.
Hello, Janice. This is Stacy Walker. I'd like to make an appointment with a counselor.
Okay. When would you like to come? This week or next week?
This week would be good. Thursday or Friday.
Okay. John Green is free on Thursday from 10 to 12, and in the afternoon at 3. Everyone is busy on Friday.
That's okay. Thursday morning is fine.
Okay. What's your name again?
Stacy Walker.
Okay, Stacy. John will be expecting you on Thursday at 10 a.m. Will this be your first job, Stacy?
Oh, no. I work as a model. But I'm tired of dieting and exercising. I want a different kind of job.
I'm sure John can help you. Thursday at 10, then. Bye.
Thanks. Goodbye.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿看。